And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. I've got great guests lined up today. I've got Leah Graham with American Family Insurance, John Stankiewicz, and Todd Nielsen. And we also have McKenna Harris and Mario Kramer. So stay tuned with KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Lynx will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone. Hope everyone's having a wonderful Monday. I'm here with my first guest, Leah Graham, with American Family Insurance and with Women in Business.
Woohoo!
I know. So yay. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me here.
No, awesome. I love having you here. You're a fantastic guest. What's going on?
Sure.
So are we talking women in business, talking
yeah.
insurance?
Yeah. Well, we can talk women in business and insurance.
Perfect.
I could talk about both all day, actually.
Actually, fantastic. So women in business,
yes.
How did you get involved? And
sure.
are you, and yeah. you're on the board.
board.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm on the board. I've been on the board for about 3 years. I just took over maybe about a year and a half ago as kind of the lead for women in business.
So and, you're the presidente.
Well, call me the presidente, only if
nice.
It comes with a margarita. Just kidding. But yeah, so we're really excited because we're getting ready to launch our next luncheon coming up on August 13th, and we're super excited about this one.
So this was another luncheon. It's quarterly, mm-hmm. so Women
yes.
in Business does do get
yes.
together every quarter. Mm-hmm. So yep. what is this quarterly luncheon about?
Sure. So our guest speaker is named Deanne Nguyen, and she's a sergeant with the Chino Valley Police Department, and she's going to come and talk to us all about women's self-defense.
So she's a woman.
Yes, yeah. absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So we have a woman police sergeant
yes,
coming
sergeant.
In as the mm-hmm. guest speaker and just
yep.
talking to us about safety.
Yep. So what we can do to protect ourselves, what rights we have, and just kind of an all over like women's self-defense kind of.
And I think that's really great.
Yeah.
You know, especially so many of us women, we work alone
uh-huh.
or we are realtors
yep.
or, you know, just we're just alone, like,
right.
you know,
yeah.
in different offices.
A
and
lot
so
of times.
It's really
yeah.
great to have this self-defense kind of.
Yeah.
Some often we take it for granted, you
yeah.
know, our surroundings,
mm-hmm.
especially living in a small town.
Yep.
I tend to like not really look around me
yeah.
as much as probably I should.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's just things that you don't think of. Me and my girls at my office, you know, whenever we're looking at home insurance, we have to go to somebody's house. And a lot of times we're by ourselves and we have to go do home inspections. And if you know anything about Chino Valley or Paulden, you could be out in the middle of nowhere.
Actually, yeah.
You know,
definitely.
So it's nice to think about that. And we also know a lot of real estate agents. And I think it's really important for our women real estate agents to be aware of their surroundings when they're doing open houses. And, you know, there's a lot of opportunity to learn about women's self-defense, absolutely.
And that's really great. I'm really excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a woman, you know, police officer.
Yeah.
What do you say? Sheriff?
Yep.
Or not, sergeant.
Sergeant.
Yep, thank
she's
you.
A sergeant.
Sergeant. So it's a woman sergeant,
yep.
which she's
mm-hmm.
probably going to have a lot to talk about.
Oh, I know.
You know, and
yeah.
probably give us some really great pointers.
Yeah.
I know that there's a few things that you could probably do, you know, like a little kick and a little punch.
Right.
So,
the Miss Congeniality
exactly.
thing.
I'm like, you wave your purse at them.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of, and my
yeah.
purse is always heavy.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Always have a little pepper spray.
Yeah, exactly. I carry everything in my purse,
good
you know?
For you.
So, yeah, that would probably be my weapon of choice.
Yeah.
Or a heel.
Yep.
You know, that
or
kind of thing.
Or a Glock.
Yes. Or a gun. Yes, yes. Absolutely. So,
yeah.
It's going to be, what day was this again?
Sure. So, it's going to be on August 13th. And this one's going to be held at Grace Baptist Church.
At Grace Baptist
mm-hmm.
Church. Yes.
At Grace Baptist
and
Church.
And it's going to be from what time?
It goes from, we usually open the doors around 11:30 for some early networking. We don't really start lunch or speakers or anything like that until around noon or so.
Perfect.
So you can come in around 11:30, do a little bit of networking, meet some women that you haven't met before, you know, do a little promoting for your business, and come have lunch with us and learn
it
about
women's
self-defense.
It sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
You know, it's open for women and men. So
oh,
even
yes,
though it's
absolutely.
Just women in business,
yep.
men definitely can come
absolutely,
promote themselves.
For
and
sure.
it's a really great way for men to come out and talk about their businesses
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
for sure.
so it's you know, it's a great time. I know mm-hmm. that you said there's some great sponsors for this
yes.
event.
Yes. So without our sponsors, we couldn't put these lunches on for sure. And so I just want to give out a quick shout out to some of our sponsors. So we have 1AZ Credit Union out in Chino Valley. So we want to thank them for their sponsorship. We'd also like to thank Carla Phillips with Yavapai College for her sponsorship, as well as American Pacific Mortgage
right.
with Gail McCarthy. So we want to thank all three of those title sponsorships. And we have a couple different Demi sponsors this time. So if you're not familiar with our sponsors, we offer two different levels to do a sponsorship. And so our Demi sponsors are the Better Business Bureau. And that's Marilyn Huffman. She's always been a great supporter of
absolutely.
Women in business. She's always there for us. So we want to thank her for her sponsorship. And, of course, Arizona's Hometown Radio is our Demi sponsorship.
Woo-hoo.
We want to thank them. And, of course, Rhonda Chavez with Stratus Wealth Partners. So without our sponsors, we couldn't put these lunches on, and we just really appreciate them.
Let me just touch on that.
Yeah.
You just mentioned that there was two different types of sponsors.
Yes, yes.
If I'm a business owner and
yeah.
I wanted to get my name out there, what do I need to do? And how much is the cost?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. So we have two different sponsorship opportunities. The first one is called our Demi Sponsor.
Okay.
And it's only $60.
$60.
Yeah.
That's completely affordable.
I think so,
what do
too.
I get for my
yes.
$60?
So for $60, you your luncheon is included.
Okay.
So your lunch is already taken care of with your sponsorship. And you get to pass out your little marketing materials on all of the tables.
So your brochures, your pamphlets, mm-hmm. if I have anything upcoming.
Yep.
And I get to put it on all the tables.
All the tables.
Oh, that's a great opportunity.
Yeah. And we usually have 50 to 60 women that show up at these lunches.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's a lot of material to hand out for only $60.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And then your title sponsor.
Yeah. So our title sponsor to me offers so much value because not only do you get two luncheon tickets included with that, but you get to hand out marketing materials and you get to stand up and talk about your business for 90 seconds.
Oh, so 90 seconds
90
of fame.
90 seconds of fame.
We don't like actually kick them off right after 90
right.
seconds.
Right. We usually
so
let
we go
you
a
chat.
Little over. It's okay.
Yeah. We won't throw anything
we
at
we
you.
We don't grab that hook and pull
yeah.
them out, right?
No. Not this time.
But they get a little bit of 90 seconds of
mm-hmm.
fame. You get to talk about your business.
Yep.
You get to, you can bring a banner
yep.
about your business too
yeah.
and kind of place it
yep.
up there.
Absolutely.
Have materials on
mm-hmm.
the table.
Yeah.
And just really be mentioned and recognized
yep.
at all the different things that
absolutely.
We do at the chamber.
Yep. And the title sponsorship is only $150.
Wow. That
yeah.
is amazing.
Yeah, I think so,
I
too.
Mean, $150,
super
that's a great
mm-hmm.
opportunity. And even the Demi, you know, if you're not sure and you're just starting out your new business,
yeah.
start, you know, just a little bit and get
yeah.
your feet wet
yeah.
with the Demi sponsorship. Because
yeah.
women in business is a complete, I mean, you're an entity of the chamber.
Yes.
But mm-hmm. it is really growing and it's
yeah,
taken its
it really
own,
has.
Just its own branch.
Yeah.
It really has.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited about
yeah.
it. A lot of women come from everywhere. And you don't have
mm-hmm.
to be a member of the chamber to be
no.
part of
mm-mm.
Women in
you
Business.
You can still come have lunch with us,
absolutely.
For sure.
And we do mm-hmm. such fun things.
Yes.
Women in Business, it's always a variety.
Mm-hmm.
Last month, the last quarter, what was it that you guys did, the last Women in Business?
The last Women in Business was at Granite Creek Vineyards. And we had our guest speaker who owns...
Funny Bone and Homes and Land,
yes,
Kathy Elvis.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she came and talked to us about basically her story, a little bit of marketing,
speaker,
a little
yeah.
bit of motivating.
She was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I love that it was at Granite Creek.
Yes.
The women had a chance to have mm-hmm. some lunch, have some wine.
Yep.
So these women in business really are yes. unique and different. Like you said, the next one coming up is self-defense.
Self-defense,
and
yep.
so we've got that
yep.
going on. And then what's
and then,
the one after that?
Sure. So our next one after that, coming up, I believe the date is on October 15th. But that one, we're going to have a speaker from YRMC come and talk to us about breast cancer awareness. And so that'll be really good because we wanted to kind of go with the theme of October because October is about breast cancer awareness.
Breast cancer awareness.
Yeah. So,
and
she's
so we'll have somebody
talk.
Come in.
Mm-hmm.
And these are great, great topics. Like you said, the next one is October 15th.
Yep.
So if you can't make it to this one, mark
for
your calendars.
Sure. Yep.
Definitely make sure that
yep.
you can make it to the October
mm-hmm.
15th one.
Yep.
Because that's going to be breast cancer awareness
yep.
and that
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff. And then
yep.
I know that because you guys are innovative and really cool ladies,
yes.
You guys are planning something for the like December time frame, too.
Yes, actually, we're going to have our very first holiday cocktail mixer at the Chamber of Commerce. So we don't have a lot of details set into play yet, but we're looking at doing just a little mixer at the Chamber for Women in Business out in December, I think.
Right, and
yeah.
I think that's going to be a great
mm-hmm.
one.
Yep.
It kind of breaks up the monotony of, you know, the holidays and the
yeah,
shopping.
Yeah, come
and
have fun, have a cocktail.
Exactly.
Get
different,
a gift.
Exactly. All
yeah.
kinds of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you said that
fun.
our one is on... When is it again, Leah?
So our first one coming up is going to be on August 13th, and that one's going to be talking about women's self-defense, and that is at Grace Baptist Church, August 13th at 11:30. It's $20 if you're a chamber member, and it's $25 if you're not a chamber member.
And it is a
mm-hmm.
lunch, so is
it's
somebody going to be catering this?
Yes, we're so excited because one of our newest Chamber of Commerce members with Chino Valley is Craig Smokehouse, and I actually have used him in the past for a mixer that I had, and he just makes the best brisket that there
so
ever was.
Everyone
it's
loves
so
his
good.
Food.
Yeah,
so
everybody loves
and it's
his
an
food.
Exciting thing.
Yeah.
So we're involving new
mm-hmm.
chamber members. This is really great food.
Yeah.
come on out and come to the Women in Business.
Yes, please do. Come join
to
us.
To register for this Women in Business, sure. Where do they go?
Yeah, you're just going to go to chinovalley.org and register for the luncheon that you see in August. Super easy.
Super easy. Mm-hmm. Chinovalley.org. That's mm-hmm. the Chamber's website. Yep. You'll click on Women in Business. Mm-hmm. You can register online for this simple, easy peasy. Mm-hmm. Yep. And don't miss this opportunity.
I know.
Learn about self-defense.
Yeah.
Come with other women. Get that awareness.
Yeah.
And feel good about yourself.
Yeah. And you can also follow our Women in Business page on Facebook. So we always have our events posted there. We try to post all kinds of motivational things and keep everybody involved. And you can contact us like via Messenger if you need to get hold of us.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much,
oh,
Leah.
Absolutely.
Leah Graham with American
yes.
Family Insurance and Women
Yay.
In Business. We'll be back with our next guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Awesome. Thanks.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There are children in our community who need us. Take 3-year-old Lily, abandoned by her mother and neglected by a father who abused illegal substances. Currently, she lives in a foster home. Her volunteer advocate works with health specialists and the court to give Lily a chance for a brighter future. This is Quincy Castleberry. Stand up for children like Lily. Learn more about becoming a court-appointed special advocate by contacting the CASA office at 928-771-3165.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Experience the biggest and best expo yet on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Your mega adventure awaits you as you tour the world's only larger-than-life walkthrough exhibits of the human body, mega body and mega heart, as well as colossal colon. You'll have experts guide you through these supersized exhibits as you learn how our mega marvelous bodies work. YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo features health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations. To information on healthy lifestyle choices and activities for the kids, you'll find something for everyone. Bring the whole family to YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit yrmchealthconnect.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited about our next guest. I've got John Stankiewicz and Todd Nielsen here with Compass Training Center. You guys, I'm so excited to have you guys. How are you guys today?
Tired.
A little tired.
A little tired, okay.
But we're good. We got quite a bit more work to do.
So you guys have already opened up, is that correct?
Yeah, we did. We actually opened up on the 1st. We did our first 4 days, kind of a cold open.
Cold open, not a hot open?
Yeah.
It was pretty hot.
It was hot outside.
It
was very hot. We were stunned and very pleased with the reaction from everyone that came up.
So let's back it up just a little bit. What is Compass Training Center?
Compass Training Center is 3926 Shooting Range Road in Chino Valley, Arizona. And we are a public shooting range. It had been there prior. We're the new concessionaire that's there. And lucky enough to have my business partner, Todd Nielsen, in for a couple weeks from Utah to help us get this thing started.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, and the grand opening is this weekend.
Yes, on the 10th.
It's gonna be a great thing. That I mean, we're gonna be cooking off right at 8 o'clock with the opening the range, getting everybody in. You might have to give us a little bit of time to get people checked in. That seems to be the thing that's slowing us up just a little bit. But I'll tell you what, after the week that we've had, it's gonna be an absolutely outstanding.
So it's been a successful week for you guys just starting, just August 1st. Brand new.
4 days and 41 new annual members.
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome, guys. That's really awesome.
And thank you to all those that came out to support us. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So what can we expect for this grand opening and when is it?
Well, the grand opening is on Saturday the 10th. Like Todd said, we're open for normal business from 8 o'clock in the morning until 4. We usually close at 4. But our good friends at the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce.
Nice.
Thank you. Shameless plug, are going to give us a ribbon cutting ceremony.
And we definitely are.
Yeah, and some of the other things that are going to be going on is, let's get to the most interesting stuff, food. We're going to have food. We're going to have barbecue. We're going to have some music. And we will have, after 4 o'clock, a little bit before that, some, for those that like to shoot, some interesting things on the range that you don't normally see.
Wow, I'm excited about that.
I'll leave it at that. So if you're a shooter and you'd like to see some interesting things you wouldn't normally see on a public range, they'll be there probably about 2-3 o'clock until we wrap up at 7 or 8.
Oh, wow. That's going to be extremely fun. So you got food. I know that you guys said axe throwing. Is that what it is?
We have some axe throwing. We also have, there's an organization that does cowboy quick draw. They're called the Rented Mules. They are going to come out and do some demos. And if you're safe enough, they might even let you try.
Wow.
Great group of guys.
Right.
And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that after the festivities at the range, if you are at our grand opening event and you would like to go over to Insurgent Brewery in Chino Valley, you get $1 off every pint. So
you guys are going to be passing out coupons there.
Yes.
Yep. And so everyone for the after party can go to Insurgent Brew and enjoy $1 off a pint of beer.
I've got to open the next morning, so I won't be too crazy.
And then I know we've got Fly By Night, Eric there. He'll be doing some DJing and some music. Mm-hmm. He actually asked what kind of request you guys want for music.
Oh, we'll
talk. What goes along with shooting?
We'll talk to him. Just about everything.
Just about everything. It just depends on what it is that you're shooting.
We'll go heavy country, heavy Metallica. How about that?
Okay. I'll put that in there. So you guys actually started under the name of Nielsen Training or Nielsen...
Nielsen Training and Consulting.
Okay.
It was actually formed in 2008 as a way to train law enforcement officers that weren't getting the proper training they needed. And when I saw that need, I did my best to fulfill it. And it became so popular that I was literally traveling all over the United States and I needed some help. And then this cat jumped into my into the nest
meow.
With me. And,
yeah.
And it's been a wild ride ever since.
So what's the difference, really, you know, the difference between Nielsen Training and Compass? Because, you know, there is a little bit of confusion out there.
Yeah. We've had a few questions about that. What is this facility going to be? Is this a place for training where training companies are going to come in and I have to pay money to take a class? Or is it going to be a public range where I can come out and shoot on my own? And that's something in the entire country that's lacking. And our answer is both.
Yes.
We are still a public range. If you're the type of person that wants to come out and kind of do your own thing and on a public range, we have a 100-yard rifle range and a 50-yard pistol bay, lots more to come. If that's what you've been doing at that facility or others, it's still there.
Okay, so it didn't leave.
No, it didn't leave. Nielsen Training and Consulting, our part in it, is that we'll be doing classes that you can take or not take, and we're also going to open it up. For those that know, there are a lot of really good quality trainers throughout the country, not just us, and we're going to invite those people in, not to be selfish, invite them in, and if they want to come in and rent a private bay and conduct one of their classes from throughout the country, they can do that. So those opportunities are there if you want them.
So it's both, basically. Yep. Yeah.
Yes.
So you can come in, shoot if you want by yourself, or you can come in and take some classes.
Exactly. Yep.
Which every shooting range should be like that.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
You know, I feel like it is because I don't have the slightest clue how to operate, you know, a gun. I've only been once to a shooting range, and I'm excited. And so I would be the one that would need the classes.
Yep. We can definitely take care of you
so
on that part.
So there's beginner classes.
Well, when it comes to classes, that's one of the things that I learned from Todd that I pride myself on in the time that we've been together. Is we do everything from I have never touched a trigger in my life to some with our backgrounds and experience and some of what we've done, some pretty advanced stuff and everything in between. We pride ourselves in ladies only classes. Those are one of the most rewarding classes
That's
we ever
fantastic.
Have.
We were just talking about that with Women in Business.
Yeah, exactly.
Our class that we're having there, we're having a police officer come out and talk to them.
Oh, outstanding.
Yeah.
So outstanding.
Soup to nuts. That's kind of what we wanted to do with it.
Well, and there's
soup
a couple other things that we're looking for in the future, too, is there's a huge competition market. And the problem for those guys is there's just not enough facilities for them to actually hold their competitions. So we're going to actually build bays for them to hold their competitions in the whole time, keeping the public range open so that the public can actually come out and shoot too. Even though there's a competition going on, it doesn't mean we have to shut down the range. Our goal is to keep everything open so that the public can come in and shoot.
Right.
Even if we do have a competition or some other event going on, the public still needs to have a place to shoot. So
is
let's make
our,
that happen.
Your future plans, Todd?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, well, our future plans are a lot of individual bays for what Todd was talking about.
For competitions, which is really healthy, too, because that brings tourism, that brings people into the town of Chino Valley.
Exactly.
Recognition. I mean, it's all around a great opportunity for Chino.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
You know, the all-around opportunity is why our two families, Todd's family and my family, got together and decided to call up the Compass Training Center, AZ. We love Chino Valley. We want to make all of our local Chino Valley and Quad Cities people happy with what they see out there. But it's a 360-degree kind of thing, and we want to open it up to people throughout the country to come in and teach or train or take classes.
Oh, so that's how the name was created.
That's it.
Yep. I love it.
Thank you.
That's a really great name.
Yeah, we've already... Last month, we were already receiving phone calls. Hey, when can I book a range? When can I book a range? When can I book a range? And we unfortunately, we're telling them, hey, let me get the dirt moved before we actually book you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's a lot of work to do. For those that are familiar with the facility that are listening, at the back of that facility, we're actually going to try to come through on this promise that's been made a lot, and we're going to try to get out to 500, 600, 700, maybe 800 yards shooting for a long range shooter. So that's another big thing we're proud of.
So it's another big thing. And this shooting range is very different from the other local ones, you know, around us in the Quad City area.
It's different. We've got 40 acres total. There's plenty of development to be done. One of the
40
things,
acres.
Yeah,
the
town was nice enough to leave us with is we have awesome bathroom facilities, which is something that is rarely seen.
No, really? That's a plus, especially for the ladies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Future plans are a much bigger building, a lodge type setting with classrooms, conference room, retail centers that'll be very comfortable. The cowboy action shooters, the SAS guys out in this part of the country are huge. They don't have a place to go there, and that's another thing we're going to do is make that cowboy action facility possible for them.
That's really exciting. And are you guys going to have like this axe throwing like full time, or is it just for fun?
We're doing a little demo on the 10th at our grand opening, and then once we're able to find, you know, make the space that is safe, then it's something that's going to be full time.
Yeah, because axe throwing, it's really become quite a thing. People really like it. You know, it's almost like throwing darts, but not as safe.
Oh, yeah.
It's more fun, though.
It's so much fun that I actually built my own axe-throwing targets and everything
really?
In my house. So
I mean, do the axes come in different weights? Or
oh, yes.
Okay, so it is kind of like bowling.
It's a whole thing, yes.
Yeah, it's a huge competition market for that, too. It's it's crazy.
Is there, like, axe clubs? And,
oh, yes.
Oh, there are.
Then there's leagues all over the United States.
Yeah.
Wow.
Archery is another one that we want to have a spot there for archers to come out and have a safe place to do this. And that's the key to the whole thing is how many different diverse groups of people within this community, axe throwing, archery, shooting, long range shooting, pistol shooting, how can we bring all these people from these different sections within this community that we have together from all economic groups and everything and bring them all into this place and have them have a home that they're comfortable in to do what they like to do?
Yeah, I think that's really great. So that's your future plans for this facility. And like you said, you just took it over August 1st.
Yes.
And what excitement, because people are really buzzing around about this.
Mm-hmm.
So you said just in the first week you had 41 new members.
41 new, annual.
What does it take to be a member?
Just come in and see us, actually. Our daily, if you want to come in and take it for a test drive, we're open from 8 in the morning until 4. We need $15 from you to shoot all day if you'd like to.
Wow. That's completely affordable.
Right. And that is all of this includes discounts for veterans and law enforcement.
Okay. So if
and
you're
other
veteran,
first responders too. So if you're a fireman or a paramedic, we definitely want to take care of you too.
And then a base membership annually, meaning come in any day that we're open throughout the entire year, is $150. For the entire year, and then there's spouses and families and all that other stuff.
Oh, but, so you can kind of like add on.
Yes. Yeah. Gotcha. We're so fresh at this point.
Family membership.
Yes. We have a website that's not up and running yet. We're getting there.
Getting there.
We're hoping it's done by the 10th.
We're going to put a lot of the information out on Facebook, Compass Training Center AZ on Facebook, get on our email list, and once the website's up, we'll be good to go. So.
Yeah. So the website's up and coming. So
yes.
That's awesome. You guys are doing really great. I mean, it's only been, like you said, you're going to week number 2 now.
Yes. Yeah. On Wednesday, that's
Wednesday
week number 2.
So only 2 weeks old.
And again, I can't say it enough. The response of folks from the community that either they were there here for the first time or they had been there in the past, the response from the community, Chino Valley specifically, has been wonderful to everyone
Absolutely.
That's come out.
Yeah, it's been overwhelmingly supportive.
So how do people get a hold of you, and where are you guys located?
It's 3926 Shooting Range Road, which is right down Perkinsville for those that are familiar with the area. If you're going down Perkinsville and you pass the slaughterhouse, you've gone too far, turn around and come back.
Okay. that sounds like Chino directions. Absolutely.
And if I could remember our brand new phone number, I would tell you what it is, but we'll be sure to put it in.
Let me give it a shot here. I think it's 928-585-85.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll put it up. That's how new everything is. Oh, my goodness.
That's literally how new everything is.
That and sleep deprivation.
Yeah.
So.
That and sleep deprivation. No problem. So people can get a hold of you through Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
They can get a hold of you.
Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Follow you guys on there. So
yes.
That's how people can get a hold of you.
Please.
If they have questions about your grand opening, who do they call?
Probably call me. A number I can remember. If you have immediate questions, call me 928-308-3405. If you have any questions, give us a call, or please stop in, come by, have a water or a Black Rifle coffee with us.
And if you want to just come in and chat guns, we're more than happy to do that.
That's amazing. That's awesome. I thank you guys so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Congratulations to your 2-week-old facility.
Mm-hmm.
I've got John Stankiewicz and Todd Nielsen with Compass Training Center. We'll be back with our next guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
I hate weeds. Monsoon rains are so refreshing, even my landscape comes alive, but so do my weeds. Stop weeds in their track in one simple step. Water's Weed and Grass Stopper spreads like fertilizer. It kills weed seed before monsoon rains allow them to sprout. No need to weed. It's safe for trees, even flower beds, and so much safer than that toxic waste the big box sells. Weed and Grass Stopper, it's just $24 and only found at Water's Garden Center in Prescott.
Oh, you
know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. This is one of my favorite ads, so I'm bringing it back. Years ago, I noticed a poster in the break room of our Prescott store. It was titled, An Old Cowboy's Advice, and I just had to revisit it. Its advice is timeless, like life is simpler when you plow around the stump. And a bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Then there's, don't corner something that you know is meaner than you. And last but not least, most of the stuff people worry about ain't never going to happen anyway. Good common sense, just like Olson's. Our mission is the healthy feeding of your livestock and pets from a common sense perspective. We think local, we speak local, and we care local, and we only carry the best feed, hay, and pet food. You'll find us in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and on the web at olsonsgrain.com. By the way, in case you're wondering what Olson's common sense saying is, why, good enough just isn't, of course.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. In the aftermath of the mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton, Vie Talent has opened its blood donation centers for Arizonans who want to help.
It's times like this that oftentimes people feel the greatest need to donate blood to help the situation.
Spokesperson Sue Thew says to find a donation center near you, visit bloodhero.com to find your closest location. There's a big need for type O blood right now. Drivers who use McCurdy Road at Highway 89 in Prescott will need to find an alternate route.
ADOT crews will be conducting pavement repairs. McCurdy will be closed in both directions from 9 tonight to 5 tomorrow morning. Drivers can use Deepwell Ranch Road to access east and westbound McCurdy and the Prescott Airport. Meanwhile, on Highway 260 near Camp Verde, there will also be overnight closures at the Cherry Creek Bridge. The work is scheduled to occur from 10 Friday night to 10 Saturday morning. I'm Lindsay Draper reporting.
It's the Diamondbacks and Phillies at 6 o'clock tonight, live on KQ&A. A 30% chance for brief scattered showers and spot storms today and Wednesday. 20% tomorrow. Cooling after bedtime to a partly cloudy 69. Mostly sunny highs near 88 tomorrow through Thursday. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a late night low near 73. The same chances for isolated storms. Highs near 98 Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Chino Valley continues on KQ&A.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Mud. Prescott Dirt is here to help. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. We can keep the mud out of your way and even slow down erosion, keeping your bank in place. Nobody wants their yard moving around by itself. No truck? No problem. Prescott Dirt delivers. Find us in Prescott and Prescott Valley to set up delivery or pickup. And you can find us online at PrescottDirt.com. Keep your yard beautiful with Prescott Dirt.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Lynx will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hey, everyone. I'm lined up with our next two guests. They are a fantastic group of guys here and gals. I have McKenna Harris and Mario Kramer with the FFA, Future Farmers of America. Is that right?
That's us.
Yes, all right. So what exactly is the FFA? I said Future Farmers of America, but what are some of the things that you guys do? Because, you know, do you guys just farm all day, or what do you guys do?
No, actually, FFA, or Future Farmers of America, is where people really get thrown off, because agriculture is not just about farming.
Right.
There's mechanics, welding, aquaculture, entomology, so many things. There's
crazy.
Very little in the world that has nothing to do with agriculture.
Actually, yeah, you're right. So, and McKenna, you're the new president for
this year. I am.
So you're excited. The new president for the whole year?
Yep.
Like this whole school year?
The whole school year, and 2019-2020.
So and you're both juniors?
Yes.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
How long have you guys both been in FFA?
I've been in FFA since my freshman year of high school.
Okay.
I was in 4-H 8th grade year, so.
So 4-H. I was a fellow 4-H'er. I loved 4-H. I was in 4-H for a good chunk of my life. My siblings were all in FFA, so I did the reverse.
Right.
I didn't want to do what they were doing. I went the other way around. So FFA. So what are some of the other things that you guys do? Do you guys show animals? Do you guys I know that you said you were active in volleyball.
Yes. Actually, I play for our high school team, and I also play on a club team out of Flagstaff.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and what about you, Mario?
I show lambs and pigs, and I do basketball, too.
So lambs, pigs, and basketball.
And
that's exciting.
Judging.
And what?
Livestock judging.
And livestock judging. So you actually judge a lot of the livestock that comes in.
Yes. Yep.
So how do you judge it? I mean, what are you looking for? Are you looking for, like, the best pig? Like, what do you? How do you judge a pig?
See how finished they're done, like, on feed, and see how well they are, and, like, bigger bone, bigger body.
Ah, so there's actually, like, real judging stuff. You don't judge by the cutest.
No.
Definitely not.
I would.
Yeah, I would be like, that's the cutest pig I've ever seen. When so there's actually, like, you know, rules to this. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So you guys are here talking about a big event that FFA does every year in Chino.
Yes,
and what
ma'am.
Year is this?
This is our 69th year.
69th year for
our corn dinner.
Corn dinner. So, yeah, everyone gets really excited about this.
Definitely.
It is an annual event, like you said, the 69th annual corn dinner.
Yes,
what
ma'am.
Does that mean? Does that mean you only serve corn?
No, ma'am. typically we get meat donated. Actually, it's from somewhere different every year, I'm pretty sure. And we pit it overnight. And we serve, it's pulled pork, actually.
So you guys get a little bit of pulled pork.
Yeah,
you get a
pulled
roll.
Pork, yeah, rolls, baked beans, and our farm-grown corn.
And so the corn is actually grown in Chino Valley.
Yes,
next
ma'am. To our high school.
So on the Cooper Ag Farm, is that right?
Yep.
Yes.
Wow. So everybody, the mystery is solved. It is homegrown corn. It is local corn.
It is.
So every year, and the school helps you guys, or you guys do it at school, is that right?
The ag classes. Definitely.
The ag class
they
does,
walk
yeah.
to the farm and chuck the corn and stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah. So that's it. Exciting. So it involves, like, the ag classes.
Definitely.
It gets all of you guys out there.
Yes.
So with the corn. So it is a corn dinner, so like you said, not just corn. So when people arrive, I did this last year for the first time, and it was fantastic. So you arrive at, where is it going to be held at?
The corn dinner is held at Del Rio Elementary School in Chino.
Okay. So you get to Del Rio, you can pre-purchase your tickets in advance, or you can buy your tickets at the door,
mm-hmm.
and there's plenty of room for everyone. It's in the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get there, you'll get, you know, your pulled pork, your roll, your baked beans, mm-hmm. but then people will be walking around serving you unlimited corn.
Yep. Yes.
And that's... our officers will be walking around as well.
Serving unlimited corn and butter.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, actually, that's fantastic. And so what are some of the other festivities that you'll have there? I think you guys will have like a silent auction or is it a...
Yeah, we do a silent auction and we do raffles.
Okay.
We go out, we look for donations of any kind.
Donations or...
Or sponsorship.
Yes.
So are you guys currently looking for some donations?
Yes, ma'am.
So go ahead and make your plea and tell people, hey, we're the FFA. We're looking for some donations.
Yeah. That's pretty much how our FFA chapter stays in business. That's how we are so successful, is because of the wonderful donations we get. We take raffle items. We... need supplies, we need forks, napkins, toothpicks, salt.
So people donate these like items that. To you right. To help out with the corn dinner. Yes.
Right.
This, like you said, it's a very much a part of the community. I mean, it's been around, said almost 70 years, and it's very heartfelt. Everyone loves this event.
Yeah, it really brings our town together.
It definitely does. So where can people buy tickets? Are they available yet, or how do we get that? I know tickets are not ready yet, but tickets are coming soon.
Yep. Yes. Some of the students, we'll get them from our teachers and sell them.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah.
And they'll be available like at Olson's Grain.
Yeah. Yes. Olson's.
Macy's.
Macy's, the front office at Chino Valley High School. I believe they will also be in the front office of Heritage Middle School.
And also the Chamber of Commerce, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, will be selling some tickets for you guys.
Okay.
And do you, what are the prices for that? It's $10 in advance, but I think it might be $12 at the door.
Yeah, I think it's $12 or $13 at the door.
So you want to buy your tickets in advance.
Yes.
So it's $10 in advance for the tickets, and then there's a discount for seniors. Citizens, mm-hmm. And it is seniors, military, is that what it was?
Yeah. Yes.
I think so.
And I believe that discount price was $8, correct?
Yep.
And then $10 at the door if they come that day.
Yeah.
And then there was also a really great family one, too.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
For families, I think it fed up to 5 people
yeah.
for families.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember the price on that? I think it was $45.
Well, yeah, it's $45 for a family.
For a family
five.
As well. So, yeah. So, for a family of 5. So, completely affordable. Something really great for everyone to come out and see. And so, definitely. You guys got this FFA corn dinner, the annual corn dinner. Like you said, the corn is growing locally.
It is.
And most of the products are being bought locally, too. Is that right?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
So, everything's bought, like, at Safeway mm-hmm. and things like that.
Yep.
So
and our local bakeries are who are helping us out with our rolls and things like that.
Oh, fantastic.
Get, like yeah. water bottles and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So waters. And if anybody wants to donate water, they can do that too.
Yes, absolutely.
So you guys get most everything donated to put this together.
Yes.
Yep.
Wow. And you guys, I mean, it's a lot of work for you guys.
It is.
Explain a day. What's the day like the day before the corn dinner? That's what's the most intriguing.
We get stuff ready the night before, and then next day, on the day of corn dinner, we go to the farm and shuck the corn and get it ready.
So that morning?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
We do a lot of our preparation the morning before. The only things that we do the day before are getting in that gym, setting up the tables, making sure the kitchen's prepped. That day is actually pretty easy. It's really not until the next day that we...
The next day.
Yes.
I mean, is there a team of shuckers or how does that work out?
Or whoever in ag goes to the farm and go help with us, and our officers will be there as well and helping.
And I mean, how many corns do you guys have to shuck?
Oh, it's probably at least 1,000 ears of corn.
and all of you guys, I mean, gosh,
yeah.
I mean, that sounds like it would take hours.
We probably get to the farm about like 6:30 in the morning or earlier than
mm-hmm.
that.
You guys get there at 6:30 in the morning and start shucking corn.
Yes.
Why don't you guys do it the night before? Is it the quality, the freshness? I mean, what
is
it?
It definitely keeps it more fresh.
Okay.
Because we have to soak the corn.
And then we have the water troughs and we have clean water and put the corn in there and soak mm-hmm. it all
and
day.
And if the corn soaked all night, it would just get soggy.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes.
So you just
like
pre-soak
fresh.
The corn,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's fresh that day.
Yes.
Yep.
Wow. And that's a lot of ears of corn. And then do you guys cut them in half?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, I'm just more fascinated about the ears of corn. I mean, that's a lot of corn.
It is a lot of corn.
And you guys are already locally growing it. How's the corn looking right now? Pretty tasty?
It Actually, doesn't look like much right now. It still just kind of looks like grass. But give us another month or so, and there'll be big, pretty ears of corn.
Well, and the FFA corn dinner is held on August 31st.
Yes.
Yep.
So you guys have, you know, just a month. Yeah. Yep. Kind of coming close. So it's August 31st, and so people can look for tickets soon. Probably within the next couple of weeks,
definitely.
So tickets will be coming out for that. And it's part of the territorial weekend.
Yes.
So Chino Valley has a lot going on this weekend, that weekend. We've got Sequence and Saddles, which launches off the territorial weekend, which is a barnyard hoedown, which is August 30th. And then August 31st, we've got the Pancake Breakfast by the Chino Valley Lions Club. Then we have Vendors in the Park, which is a really great opportunity for all the different vendors. Then we've got the parade. Then people go back to the park, and there's all kinds of food and games and all kinds of fun stuff. And then afterwards, everyone heads your way for the corn dinner.
Yep.
What time does the corn dinner start?
The corn dinner starts at 3.
It's from 3 to 7. 3 to 7. What's the best time to get there?
Honestly, there's not really a best time because...
I was trying to avoid the rush, man.
There's no avoiding the rush. I mean, if you really want to avoid the rush, maybe the last 10 minutes.
The last 10 minutes.
but that's about it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you guys so much for being here today. I've got McKenna Harris and Mario Kramer with the FFA Future Farmers of America. Thanks for letting us know the details on the corn dinner, and I appreciate it. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Summertime blues.
Oh, yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Do you have what it takes to be a champion? Join in on the excitement for the 2019 Torn Event of Champions at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Now through August 24th, find out if you have what it takes. Sundays and Wednesdays, you can win Castle Cash and the chance to move on to the quarterfinal rounds on August 23rd and 24th, where you could get an expense-paid trip to Las Vegas to compete for the $1 million grand prize. Play like a champion, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone. What a great show we had today. Our guests today were Leah Graham with American Family Insurance and Women in Business. And thank you to John Stankiewicz and Todd Nielsen with Compass Training Center. And we just saw our last guests were McKenna Harris and Mario Kramer with the FFA. So now get out your phones or get out those old fashion notebooks to write out what's up and coming. August 7th, we've got our business and networking luncheon at Grace Baptist Church. It's from 11:30 a.m. to 1, and our presenter is going to be ADOT. So you don't want to miss what's happening in Chino Valley. August 13th is our Women in Business networking luncheon at Grace Baptist Church, also at 11:30 to 1. And that's going to be self-defense and catering by Craig's Smokehouse. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days at 11:30 a.m., 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.